Okay, Dan, this is Dave F., and today is December 20, 1994, and I want to ask you some questions about AA and some involvements members had back in the 50s with Lexington Hospital. And I guess I ought to start, Dan, by asking you, when did you come into the fellowship?
In 48.
1948, okay. And did you become aware at some point that there was some AA members who were taking the 12-step program into the hospital at Lexington, in Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay. And who do you know was involved in that?
Well, it was...
Okay. And do you... Pardon me?
The U.S. Bureau of Roads.
He worked for the U.S. Bureau of Roads where?
In Frankfort. So he got sober in Montgomery, Alabama, and then they transferred him here.
Okay.
To Frankfort, Kentucky.
Frankfort, Kentucky. Okay. And you knew Houston?
Yes,
Do you know how old he was when he came into the fellowship?
No, I don't. He was, when I first met him, I guess he was a man around 55, something like that.
Okay. And,
how long he had been sober when he came here.
I see. And he was married?
Yes,
Do you remember his wife's name?
No, I don't. I remember her face, but I don't remember her.
Do you
remember her name?
Okay. Do you know if he had any children?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay.
No.
Well, what was your understanding of what he was doing out at Lexington?
Well, see, he was starting Addicts Anonymous, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out, and then he had some people, Bob and Frankfurt, that went there, and then Hilders from Louisville. So, let's see, these people are all deceased now.
Yeah. And they used to assist him in going out to the hospital?
Yeah, they used to go out there, yeah.
Let me throw a couple of other names at you. Do you remember a fellow named Sterling?
Yes, uh-huh.
What was, do you know Sterling's last name? And you had earlier said there was a Hillary.
Hillary, yeah. See, I don't know whether they were related. See, Hillary was from Louisville, and Sterling was from Lexington.
Okay. I see. Now, was this in any way controversial to other members of AA at that time?
Oh, no.
There was a lot of support for it?
Well, of course, I don't think they let anybody else go out there much other than these few people. I never did go out there. I've been out there several times when it's in the prison, since I've been in prison, but I never did go out there when it was in the narcotic hospital.
Okay. And that's how they referred to the fellowship at that time. They called it Addicts Anonymous.
Addicts Anonymous.
Do you know if they had any publications?
No, I never did see any, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea where Houston may have got the idea for it?
Well, I think he just realized they had a problem, and he had an alcoholic problem. He decided to take this out there.
I see.
And I don't know whether anybody in AA, I don't think anybody in AA ever objected to him, objected to it.
Yeah.
And,
Did any of the patients, we'll refer to the people in Lexington as patients, did any of them come to meetings, AA meetings around Lexington?
Well, the only one that ever was, and I was there when Dr.
He came to an outside meeting.
Yeah.
Was that the Saturday night meeting?
Yeah, he came with a man named Bob. He was a member of AA, and he deceased.
Bob, Dr. Course was a physician, and he went on to found the Willing Way Hospital.
Yes,
okay. Houston was his sponsor, wasn't he?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Bob was a close personal friend of him. I knew Bob real well. I was associated with Bob for a long time.
Is Bob dead?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he was in AA. So the only one you recall coming out was Dr.
Yes, that's the only one. I believe it's the only one they ever let out that I ever knew. I don't know how they let him out.
Yeah.
I guess... trusted him to, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, did I ever tell you what the problem was?
No.
See, these were heroin addicts. Most of them, a lot of them out of New York City.
Yeah.
And the darn police, see, they'd congregate up there.
Yeah.
And the police would go and didn't want them all together.
See? Right.
And they broke it up.
I see. Yep, that was a problem I've heard numerous times in New York City.
Problem.
Sure. Do you remember ever hear a name Clarence?
No, I never did.
Okay, he was probably on the staff at Louisville. Let's see what else I have written down here.
Well, one time they had three college presidents out there.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that. Three college presidents at one time were patients there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what town did Houston reside in?
Where you live here?
Yes.
Frankfort.
Frankfort, Kentucky.
He moved here from Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Well, used to come over here. See, we had a meeting here in Harrisburg, and he used to come over here. We're about 35 miles from Frankfort. He used to come over here a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when Houston died?
No, I don't. I remember when he died, but I don't know what the date is now.
Yeah. Do you have any, would you by any chance have any photos of Houston or any of these fellows?
No, I don't.
Okay. Doctor was a camera buff, so I'm hoping that his widow, I've asked her to look through some photos, she might have some.
She ought to have something.
Yeah, she ought to have some photos of Houston, yeah. Since he did visit them down in Georgia, down in Statesboro.
Yeah.
Well,
I believe he died in North Carolina, didn't he?
Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he left here and went to North Carolina when he retired.
How about that? You don't know where in North Carolina?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you think it was spelled possibly, the only other spelling I was thinking was but.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that about covers my questions, Dan. I really appreciate you speaking.
No trace of Addicts Anonymous. It went completely out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But it from my research, it looks like it was instrumental in providing the inspiration to the fellowship, which is now Narcotics Anonymous.
You think there's a connection?
Absolutely, there's a connection. People settled in California. Well, first of all, one fellow named Danny Carlson started a program called Narcotics Anonymous in New York City in about 1950, and he clearly his inspiration was
about that time, wasn't it?
Sure, his inspiration was Houston and what happened at Lexington. And another group started a fellowship in California called Habit Forming Drugs, and their inspiration appears to have been Lexington.
From Lexington.
And that coalesced into the fellowship on the west coast of Narcotics Anonymous. Today it's a worldwide fellowship with many, many, many people. So we do seem to, Houston clearly had a major role in getting this thing rolling. It's a shame he didn't live to see the fruits of that labor, huh?
Did you ever hear that problem about the head with the police? And
yeah, sure. Yeah, they had apparently a law in New York that
they couldn't congregate.
They couldn't congregate more than two addicts or something. Yeah, I am aware of that. Do you know any other AAers who've been in like you have for quite a long time who may have any information about?
No. See, I'm the oldest member in the state of Kentucky now that's living.
How about that? Okay. And you've got 44 years.
I've been sober 43 years.
43 years.
3 years getting sober, see.
Yeah.
Starting 48.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous.
A regular, stayed drunk regular the first 3 years.
You still get out to meetings?
Oh, yeah, about 3 or 4 a week.
Oh, my God. Man, now you make me blush. I'm embarrassed. I usually only get the one a week.
I enjoy it. See, I'm retired. It's really kept my life going.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Dan, you've been wonderful, and I want to thank you for this information.
And I love you, and I'm thankful for you.
Sure, and listen, if any of this ever turns up in a publication, there's a fellow writing the history, and If any of this ever turns up in a publication, I'll be sure that you get a copy, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, Dan. Good night.
Thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.